We bring in Betsy DeVos, great friend, former Secretary of Education during the Trump administration. Her new book, very, very important, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education and the Future of the American Child. So, Betsy DeVos, welcome. Thanks for doing this. I want you to.
Thanks, Larry.
I want you to
Thanks.
Sell.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Million books. You know, I thought the Jason Riley article in the Journal was just fabulous. Betsy DeVos's mission to rescue teachers' unions' hostages. Now, you told me this on the TV show, and I didn't know this, that the root of all evil here was Horace Mann, the 19th century politician and educator who was credited with founding the public school apparatus and who said, we are entitled to look upon all parents as having given hostages to our cause. How's that working, Betsy DeVos?
Well, Larry, parents, especially in the last 2 years, have really had a front row seat to their children's education. And for many of them, if not most of them, all of the failings of the system have been laid bare, failings that have been there for many, many years, but came into clear focus during the pandemic when schools were locked down for months on end. There are mandates coming and going. You had distance learning that was hardly any learning, if any at all. You had curriculum coming into your home that parents were appalled by or disappointed by because of its lack of rigor or expectation. And so what has been a truism for decades now is now more in front and center with parents. And it is really an ideal and important time for policymakers to change the paradigm in favor of parents and kids and away from funding the system.
I mean, part of this, of course, I totally agree with you, but part of this, which did surface during the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, as you say. But, you know, this business about the school boards of education in cahoots with the teachers. I mean, I think the teachers union is probably the fount of all evil here. And that's where the fight is joined. But the school board issue and then the idea that parents became domestic terrorists because they do want critical race theory and they didn't want various gender and sex taught to five-year-old kids. I mean, that's what you're kind of getting at, but it all came to a head, I thought, over domestic terrorism.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of this was brought into focus during the Virginia governor's race last year, where there's a very clear delineation between Glenn Youngkin, then the underdog, who stood with parents and supported students, as opposed to Terry McAuliffe, who said that parents shouldn't have a say in their kids' education and doubled down on it and had head of the teachers' union, Randy Weingarten, in as his closing act in the campaign. All of this, it sets up a very clear distinction between those who are going to stand with parents being able to direct their kids and their kids' educations and the system that has held them hostage for many, many, many years.
I mean, school choice, education independence is gaining ground, right? I mean, the numbers, walk us through some of the numbers on this. I mean, we're spending a fortune on these public schools and education standards are going down. So what do these numbers look like, Betsy DeVos?
Well, we spend over $750 billion every year on K-12 education. On average, $15,000 per student. The contention is, my position is, we should be sending metaphorically those monies in that child's backpack to wherever their parents decide is the right place for them to go to school. It could be to their assigned school. It could be to a school in their neighborhood that they haven't had access to because they can't afford the tuition. It could be a homeschool or a micro school or a learning pod, all of which were created out of necessity during the pandemic by creative families who had the resources to do it. We need to empower all families with those resources, sending them via the family's direction instead of sending more and more money to the system.
You know, when you mentioned the backpack metaphor on the TV show, that really struck a note. A lot of people wrote in or texted and so forth. They hadn't thought of it that way, but it makes all the sense in the world. So I love that metaphor. You should. I think that's a winner for you in this whole debate. Betsy, let me ask you something. You know, reading Jason Riley's article, which was lovely. And by the way, folks, the name of the book is Hostages No More, The Fight for Education and the Future of the American Child. I want to sell a million books today on the radio. But he tells it. Jason Riley is a great friend. So he tells the story. Cory Booker was with you as Newark mayor for school choice. You served on some boards with him. And then, lo and behold, he's in the Senate. And you're being nominated for education secretary, and he wouldn't meet with you. He just walked away because of the teachers' union, and he was running for president. I didn't know that story. That's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking for myself personally, but heartbreaking for the millions of kids who he did a 180 on. And yeah. It was clear that he wanted to run for president and get the, you know, blessing of the teachers union and the Democrat Party. And he, you know, he totally changed his position to try to do that. And I think, you know, he and other elected officials are going to have to reckon with the fact that families want to have this power and control over their kids' education, and policies have to change as a result. And, you know, the Democrat Party is going to have to decide that they are going to break from the control, the grip, the vice grip of the teachers' unions and all of their allies, and really, really stand with kids and families, because this is an issue that is not going to go away. It's gaining momentum. And in states across the country, last year, 26 states either created or expanded on education freedom programs really targeted for families in those states. And that that continues to grow. This year, there are more bills than ever being introduced and more support for them. At the federal level, there's been a tax credit bill introduced, which would provide rocket fuel for what the states are doing. And so the pendulum is starting to swing, and that is an important moment for kids and ultimately for our country's future. Because if kids, you know, this rising generation doesn't have an opportunity to learn everything they need to learn and develop into everything that they can individually be, it's really a problem economically, national security-wise, vis-a-vis our international competitors, if we do not ensure that every kid has an equal opportunity to get a great education.
The name of the book is Hostages No More, The Fight for Education and the Future of the American Child. The author is Betsy DeVos, former education secretary. Betsy, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Good luck on the book tour.
Larry, thank you so much.
You bet.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.